QYO, KM4, DPQ. QYO, KM4, DPQ. KM4, DPQ, clear.
B4, CBA, mobile. Straight one. Again.
So great one.
So, who is this?
Service KN4, VWA.
Sound like yourself with all that white noise in there. Where are you? You must be on your HT or something.
In my building?
Well, I hope Rusty wasn't offended with my QRM comment, and then I bailed on the conversation. So, oh me. But anyway, I never did get to talk to him, but I needed to get on in the house because Mama had food on the table.
Fiddle comes above Rusty. I tell you what, I hope he wasn't offended. Chad came in just about the time I was getting ready to sign off with you guys. So, anyhow, KO4 NUE came by, and we talked ham for a while. He's going to make a good ham.
So, he just has his, what do they have now, technician?
Yep, he's got his technician, and he's trying to move up to his general so he can get on the HF.
Well, you know, if I can pass the test, I think anybody can. So, I'll just say that. And, but anyway, I'm struggling with the extra, though. I don't know if I'm just... I'm just getting too old or what. My brain's just not working like it used to.
Oh, I know what you mean.
And I was highly frustrated on the tennis court today because the guy that does the racket stringing, he gets a handful of rackets and... he just cuts all the strings out of them, and which is fine, but he took my strings out of my racket, and mine's a hybrid, which means it has two different kinds of strings, you know, one vertical, and it's different from the ones that are horizontal, and the tension's the same, but... So he didn't know what kind of strings were on my racket. So he didn't know what kind of strings to put on them. And so I got the string, I got the name of the string from Tennis Express where I bought it. They sent me an email and I sent it to him. I took a picture of the email and sent it to him. And he said he couldn't get those strings. And I started to say, oh, well, all you do is just pick up the phone and call Tennis Express. You know, I just wanted to be a butt about it, but I was nice. And so I just called Tennis Express, and I'm going to get the dang strings myself. And, you know, and then he can restring it. And heck, I might even have something to say if he tries to charge me again for restringing it, since I wasn't happy with it the first time.
My phone call come in. It was Gary, KI4DOS, and he answered the question for me. When Chad came up, we talked about the next testing session. He's going to try to move on to general. And I tell you what, there ain't no such thing as can't find no strings. He was trying to sell you a new racket.
I guess they, I don't know, they are limited to what they can buy. Yeah, because they buy reels of string. They don't buy, you know, they don't buy it for one racket. They buy a reel of string that you're talking like $200-$300 and more, just depending on what kind of string it is. And you know, I can understand, I guess, him not wanting to buy that particular strain because he's going to have to buy a reel, and then nobody else may want to use that string. So he'll just have it tied up, and I guess the club's not, they frown upon that. So I guess that's what's going on.
What you got to do is find a more common shop that does a lot more volume. And I guarantee you that you can get that thing restrung.
The thing, the only place I know of you can get your racket strung right now is at Dick's Sporting Goods. And quite frankly, I just wasn't really impressed with the guy. I did get him to string one racket, but not, of course, not this, not the one I'm talking about. But anyway, they're few and far in between now. It's not like it used to be. I don't know why. We got a guy at the that's on in our tennis league, and he has his own stringer at home. He does his own rackets.
W4NGU.
Mercy, David. There went the neighborhood. How you doing, Phil? I needed to talk to you.
Hey, Steve. David, you know the top players, Nadal and Federer and all them, have full-time racket stringers that travel with them. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that, but I'm not a bit surprised. I mean, you know, you know, I'm sure a piano tuner followed Liberace around too. You know, but you know, that's you know, I'd love to have a stringer. I don't know what they cost, and I don't know how to string a racket. But I guess I could, you know, watch a YouTube video. I mean, heck, it can't be any harder than brain surgery or something.
Well, I thought you had that. Does it need stringing already, or is this the initial stringing? And then we'll turn it over to Steve. But I thought it was already strung.
I just play so much. I've already wore it out. It broke. One of the strings broke. When you play every day, I'm playing twice today. I'm headed back to the club, sports club, right now. And I've already played once, so, you know, that repetitive hitting the ball, it takes its toll on those strings.
Go ahead, Steve.
I just have to know, Liberace didn't have his own stringer. Liberace strung his own. Hey. I'm going to give you a call a little bit later on. What's a good time to call there, Felipe?
Call me now if you want to. We will not get into a discussion about Liberace, but my favorite Liberace story is, you know, he had rings on every finger. And one day a reporter said, well, how can you play the piano with rings on every finger? And he said, very well.
Steve, just so you know, it's Dr. Phil.
Just call me Lurch.
Hey, I'll give you a call in just a few minutes there, bud.
Well, good grief, David, they don't sound any more durable than cat gut or something, or is that what they're really made of?
No, it's some kind of, you know, synthetic or something or other, but I really don't know what it's made of. Looks like, feels like plastic, you know. But at least the ones that broke did. Now, the vertical ones, they didn't show anywhere. But, see, that's just the, what I'm trying to say. I guess that's the problem with the, or the downside of a hybrid racket when you have two different kind of strings and they're rubbing against each other. You know, the weaker one's going to lose out and get worn by the stronger one. So that's what happened. And you could see the wear out almost immediately. Within a week, I could see the little fuzzy things starting on the weaker strings. But, I mean, it is what it is. And so what I'm doing now is I ordered another racket, so I'll have another identical racket, and then I ordered the strings for it, the one when it breaks again. So I'll have a backup racket identical to the one I have, and then I'll have the strings to restring the one that when the strings break on it again.
W4NGU. Well, sounds like some miscommunication. Well, that specialty is a string, two different kinds and everything. I got to assume you had a discussion with him before you left it with him. But this sounds like miscommunication to me. And then he didn't have the string. He should have known he didn't have the string before he took it from you to do.
No, we talked about it, and he told me, I mean, you know, he said this is not what was on there, but, you know, this is just as good. And I said, well, you know, we'll just, I said, you know, just do what you can with it then and try to make it, you know, as close to what it was as you possibly do it. So he tried it. And he's a good stringer. I mean, he knows what he's doing, so he just, should have looked at my strings. I guess I should have let him a note, you know, make note of the strings that are on my racket, because I want the same ones. But anyway, it's all taken care of. We got the strings on the way, and, you know, I'll just have to hit with it like it is right now, but it's a little frustrating because it's nothing like it was. I mean, nothing.
I'm out of here. David 73, good looking man tonight. And Phil, I'll give you a call in about 5 minutes. I'm going in where I can't get any coverage on the radio.
All right, Steve. Well, I'm on sign too, David. I can see the steeple on the church beside where I live, so beside my house. So I'm almost home, but good to talk with you. I'd love to take a swing with that thing sometime. As different as you say it is, that sounds like a two more steps above. So congratulations. Well, I'll listen for your final, David. W4, never give up.
Well, it's, you know, you can get one for Tennessee Express for $200. It's a Wilson Ultra 108, and I can give you the strings and the tension and all that, so they can string it just like mine, and you can experience the wow for yourself. So I now have two of those, or will have, and what else was I going to say about that? I've got two Babolats, and they don't hold a stick to this Wilson. I mean, it's just night and day. It's just unbelievable. So anyway, so there you go. 73s, and Steve, you're still listening. 73s to you too, and we'll talk to you later. KB4CPA.
Steve, I used to string rackets back when I was in high school and college in 40JC.
Hey, well, I didn't know that. Well, that's interesting. Is it difficult to do?
Carried graves in town and worked at a small place down in South Georgia when I was going to school. I strung them down there. It's just having the equipment and knowing which string for which tissue. I was still stringing catgut back in the early part. Some of the guys that were playing, collegiate tennis, they still wanted catgut even back in the late 60s, because it was a little more forgiving. But then when the metal rackets and the composite rackets started coming out, then that's when they wanted something they could really zing it up a little bit. And there's some techniques where you can string them, you can string it higher on from top to bottom and side to side. The guy that taught me how to do it had been stringing it for years, and I forgot 99% of it. I just remember that it was, you had to be real particular about how you did it, because if it wasn't exactly right, I've had to restring a time or two.
It looks interesting. I mean, you got to go up and over and that kind of thing with each string, and it looks interesting, especially. I'm curious how you keep the tension on it and everything like that. I'm looking for a parking place here. I think I'm gonna find one. Oh man, everybody and his brother's here. But anyway, it's a it looks like it would be fun to learn. I'll tell you one thing. I was talking about piano tuning, and I'll tell you this, that's something that's hard to do, and I took a course in it when I was in college. We had what they call a J term, and you had to take one class, and so that was one that was available that would actually go toward my credits and not be an elective. And so anyway, I could tune the unisons, but when it got to doing the other part, which I don't even remember what it's called now, it's been so long ago, I could never hear what the teacher was talking about. And I don't know. My ears just didn't work that way. So anyway, go ahead. This is KB4CPA.
In those days, we didn't have digital scales or anything like that. We did use a scale for the pounds, how many pounds you're putting on. And stringing wood was you had to be kind of cautious about, because you could dig into the wood. And some of the early composite rackets were easy to dig into as well. They just weren't basically fiberglass reinforced plastic, the old heads, and some of those you could dig into those pretty deep if you strung them too tight. But there was as much art to it as was science. I never was that good. I mean, I could do it for 90% of the people, but the 10% that were really good, you had to have a real pro people set it up for them. But it's fairly straightforward. It's just knowing which string to use and what tension it plays best at. And it just takes, it's like anything else, it just takes time and experience doing it, making mistakes and that sort of thing. But it's not, I mean, the actual stringing part of it is not that difficult. It's just getting it right and keeping it even and making sure you're crossing them right and that sort of thing. You can cross one wrong and have to restring it. It's just it's an interesting thing. It's just, I'm sure the I'm sure a rack and stringer now is probably very expensive. Back in those days, they were probably $800,000-$900,000 back then. They were real expensive back in the 70s.
Your wood's a lot less forgiving than what they use now. I just can't imagine. I had a Jack Kramer autograph. It was my can't say it was my first racket, but it might have been. I can't remember, but I remember buying it, and that was it was unstrung, and it was. This was back in the early 70s. It was $14, and I thought I'd spent a fortune. And then I had to buy the strings and pay to have it strung. And I forget what I actually had in the racket then, but, you know, it's probably $20-$25 or something. And but back then, of course, I was in high school, and that was a lot of money to me. But I had that racket. It broke. I think I left it in the attic of one of the houses we lived in on Hunts Bridge Road because it was broken and, you know, broken in two. I mean, it was trashed, and it wasn't worth hanging on to.
I remember getting one of the first head composite rackets. That's a pretty expensive racket. I didn't do much better, Dave. I left mine in the trunk of the car, and the heat warped it. It was awful looking. It looked more like a landing net for a trout than a tennis racket.
For CBA. Well, they already got the lights on. Not sure about that. Somebody needs to reset the timer or something. I don't think we're going to need them for a while. It's what, getting dark around, what, 8:15 or so? Anyway. Oh, me. Well, I'm going to go inside and warm this old knee up. It's giving me problems, and so hopefully it won't give me any problems on the court. And so I'll talk to you later. So I'll stick around for your final, but it's always good to talk with you. And I'll say 73's KB4CBA.
Dave, it ain't good talking with you. Hope you enjoy this evening. Talk to you later. KB4CBA, N4DJC, clear.